How will a $1 million grant revolutionize the way journalists report local news? Welcome to the AI and Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is February 21st, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the realm of journalism and AI. Let's get into it. In a groundbreaking move, the Scripps Howard Foundation is awarding $1 million each to the University of Maryland's and Arizona State University's Howard Centers for Investigative Journalism. This generous grant is set to empower journalists with cutting-edge artificial intelligence tools aiming to transform how local news is reported and consumed. The University of Maryland's Howard Center, part of the Philip Merrill College of Journalism, plans to harness this funding over 3 years to develop a series of innovative AI applications. These tools are designed to support local newsrooms, making journalism smarter and more efficient. One of the standout projects is the Beatbook. Imagine a tool that can analyze a publication's archives to evaluate how it has historically covered specific beats. This AI-driven approach will enable news organizations to better assess their community coverage, ensuring more comprehensive and informed reporting. Another innovation, the AI Reporter's Toolbox, promises to streamline the reporting process. Developed by Merrill College students, this toolbox will leverage artificial intelligence and machine learning to enhance tasks like transcribing interviews, summarizing key points, and generating follow-up questions. It's all about making reporters' workflows more efficient and their stories more accurate. Then there's the AI Meeting Watchdog, a tool that will monitor live streaming government meetings. It'll provide journalists with timely notifications of newsworthy events and helpful story ideas, ensuring they never miss a beat when it comes to crucial public affairs. The Visibility for Local News project is also in the works. This initiative aims to increase the presence of local news in search engine results and social media by dissecting AI algorithms. The insights gained will not only help local news sites improve their digital visibility, but also be integrated into courses for journalism students, fostering collaboration with local news organizations to track audience engagement. Rafael Lorente, Dean of Merrill College, expressed his enthusiasm. "Our students and faculty will help local newsrooms implement tools that will transform journalism and journalism operations, while also reimagining journalism education." This forward-thinking approach highlights the potential of AI to not only support, but also innovate journalistic practices. The University of Maryland's Howard Center has already made waves with its investigative work, having won numerous prestigious awards. From deploying temperature sensors in Baltimore's hotspots to analyzing mobile phone data for demographic insights, the center has consistently pushed the boundaries of investigative journalism. With this new influx of funding, the center will continue to collaborate with professional and academic partners, including the Associated Press and NPR, to produce impactful journalism that resonates with communities across the country. The New York Times, a cornerstone of journalism, is taking a bold step into the future by integrating artificial intelligence into its internal operations. This move, first reported by Max Tawney, media editor at Semaphore, marks a significant shift in how traditional news organizations are approaching technology. Imagine the potential here. The Times is not jumping into AI just to follow a trend. They're strategically deploying AI tools to enhance their editorial workflow and product development. This isn't about replacing journalists. It's about augmenting their capabilities and streamlining processes. The significance of this development can't be overstated. As one of the most influential news organizations in the world, the Times' adoption of AI could set a precedent for others in the industry, potentially reshaping how newsrooms operate globally. The integration of AI could mean more efficient content curation, faster data analysis, and even more personalized reader experiences. But it also raises important questions about transparency and the role of human oversight in journalism. Max Tawney highlighted the importance of this move, saying, "The Times is doing what many newsrooms are contemplating, leveraging AI to stay competitive in a rapidly evolving media landscape. It's a balancing act between innovation and maintaining journalistic integrity. With the media landscape becoming increasingly digital, The Times is making a savvy move to harness AI, not just to keep up, but to potentially lead the charge in how news is gathered and delivered in the 21st century. Major media companies have taken a bold legal step against the Canadian artificial intelligence firm Cohere, accusing them of copyright infringement. This lawsuit, which could reshape the relationship between artificial intelligence companies and publishers, alleges that Cohere used over 4,000 copyrighted works without permission to train its artificial intelligence models. Condé Nast, McClatchy, and a coalition of other prominent media publishers filed the lawsuit on February 13th in the Southern District of New York. They argue that Cohere's use of their content in its artificial intelligence systems constitutes widespread copyright and trademark infringement. This legal action pulls in heavyweight names like The Atlantic, Forbes Media, The Guardian, Insider Inc., Los Angeles Times, Newsday, Politico, and Vox Media. The allegations are serious. Cohere is accused of copying and displaying entire articles without permission, even bypassing paywalls. This could potentially undermine the business models of these publishers, which rely heavily on advertising and subscription revenue. Danielle Coffey, president and chief executive officer of the News Media Alliance, said, "Our content is being stored and used to create verbatim and substitutional copies of our material. That's theft." The lawsuit doesn't stop at copyright infringement. There's also the issue of trademark infringement. Cohere allegedly generated fabricated or hallucinated content attributed to reputable news sources. One example cited is a non-existent Guardian article about a 2020 attack in Nova Scotia, Canada, created when asked about a real Guardian article on a 2024 Nova Music Festival attack in Israel. Roger Lynch, chief executive officer of Condé Nast, emphasized the gravity of the situation, calling it an existential threat to journalism. The publishers are seeking maximum statutory damages of $150,000 per infringed work under the Copyright Act. Additionally, they want Cohere to destroy all copyrighted works it possesses. This lawsuit isn't an isolated case. It follows similar actions by other media organizations against artificial intelligence companies. In December 2023, the New York Times sued OpenAI and Microsoft, while in October 2024, News Corp titles like The Wall Street Journal and New York Post sued Perplexity. Some publishers are exploring licensing agreements with artificial intelligence companies as a potential solution. Axel Springer, for example, announced a partnership with OpenAI in December 2023, allowing the use of its content for training purposes. Burke Olson, publisher of the Deseret News, remarked, "There's no question that most companies building large language models are using news without permission or compensation. Their goals are to scale at any cost, then wait and see if legislation or lawsuits will make them open their wallets." The outcome of this lawsuit could significantly impact how artificial intelligence technologies interact with news content in the future. As Dan Goikman, chief executive officer of Dapier, stated, "A sustainable solution is needed, one that allows journalism to thrive while enabling artificial intelligence to innovate responsibly." As we dive into the intricacies of media and technology, let's focus on the newest legislative efforts to regulate artificial intelligence in politics. Over in Nevada, lawmakers are stepping up with a bold proposal, Assembly Bill 271. This bill aims to regulate campaign materials created with artificial intelligence and deepfakes, those computer-generated videos or audio clips that can make it seem like someone said or did something they never did. Imagine a world where a video of a candidate saying something controversial is circulated, only to find out it was entirely fabricated. That's the reality Nevada is trying to address. Assembly Bill 271 mandates that any campaign materials using deepfakes must include clear disclaimers within 90 days of an election. The bill does make exceptions for news reports, commentary, and satire or parody, acknowledging the nuances of media. The bill defines a deepfake as synthetic media intended to harm a candidate's reputation. If a video or audio clip manipulates a candidate's physical appearance or alters the quality of their image in a materially deceptive way, it falls under these regulations. Violators could face criminal misdemeanor charges, and those depicted in deepfakes might seek injunctions and damages in district court. This isn't just a Nevada initiative. 20 other states have enacted similar laws to tackle synthetic media in elections, highlighting a growing concern over AI's influence on democracy. While some states limit penalties to civil actions, Nevada's approach includes criminal repercussions, showing a serious commitment to maintaining electoral integrity. Another key aspect of the bill is its stance on artificial intelligence in ballot processing. It would prohibit using artificial intelligence for tasks like checking signatures on mail ballots, ensuring that human oversight remains a cornerstone of the electoral process. We're witnessing a pivotal moment where technology and politics intersect, raising questions about authenticity and trust. As Nevada leads the charge, it sets a precedent for how we might navigate AI's role in future elections. Stay tuned as we follow this story and see how it unfolds. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. Today, we explored how Nevada's legislative efforts could shape the future of AI in elections, setting a precedent for states nationwide. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.